I'm Corinne LaRue, and I am from Templeton, California.
Corinne, you are the recipient of the Glenn Cumerow Scholarship here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Foundation Luncheon. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself, where you go to school, and what you're studying.
Yeah, so I am from California. I go to school at Utah State University. I am double majoring in agriculture communications and journalism, and I also have a minor in animal science, so a lot of stuff going on academically. But yeah, I got involved with NAFB when I was a freshman, and it's, you know, it's kind of like a that's all she wrote type of thing. I fell in love with it the moment I, you know, stepped foot in this convention hall, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me.
Do you come from an agriculture background, or how did you kind of get involved with NAFB at such a young age?
Well, yeah, I come from an agriculture background. You know, my family has deep roots in citrus and cattle, and, you know, growing up we raised cattle and goats and, you know, sheep and pigs, you name it. We did everything, and so I definitely come from an ag background. And so being able to get involved with NAFB at such a young age, you know, I give all the credit to my professor. Her name is Dr. Kelsey Hall. She's a Utah State University Ag Communications professor. And she, you know, she really encouraged me to go to this convention. And that's all it took was just one push, because once I kind of saw the magic of NAFB and, you know, the kind people that are members here, I fell in love with it. And, you know, you didn't have to ask me twice to do anything with NAFB after that.
You've definitely had plenty of experience outside of the classroom and the farm, as you've had several internships. Kind of highlight a couple of those for us and tell us what you've been doing there.
Yeah, definitely some pivotal internships that definitely changed my life, especially, you know, my opinion of the career choice that I made. First and foremost was Sabrina Hill, you know, hooked me under her wing as an intern with AgNet West when I was a freshman. After that, I got involved with several different radio stations. Some weren't even in the ag broadcasting community. I think the second one that really changed things for me was my AgriPulse internship in Washington, D.C. My supervisor was Spencer Chase, and I just had a wonderful summer, and oddly enough, I absolutely fell in love with print writing. I definitely thought that I wanted to, you know, do full broadcast, and they do a lot of print writing there, and I absolutely found a love for that as well. So I think probably the biggest two would probably be AgNet West and AgriPulse.
What would you say is the value of internships? You know, some students these days, agriculture students, may not see the value of taking an internship, especially one that may not be paid. But what do you see having so many and seeing where that's brought you? What is the value?
I think two points stick out the most for me. Number one, it's networking. I mean, you get a bunch of, you know, connections with people, and also industry experience. And that industry experience leads me to my next point, confidence. I mean, before I was scared thinking I couldn't do this. I don't know anything about the industry, you know, at least ag broadcasting going into it. But I, you know, with being able to intern, you're able to make mistakes, right? You're able to just do a trial run of a company, and I'm on my 10th internship. I just can't get enough of them, because getting that industry experience is just so valuable to me, and it helps build my confidence that I really can do this. And I think once you build that confidence and, you know, those networks of wonderful people, you're able to just expand your career before you're even graduated, and I think that's something really special, and it's something that's definitely helped me in my career, and, you know, being confident enough that once I graduate, I'm good to go.
Perfect. And, you know, what do you see here for the future? When do you graduate, and what are some of those maybe career goals that you have set for yourself?
Well, I graduate in May, so just a little over a semester left of school. After that, you know, there's a couple job offers on the table that I'm considering. But definitely staying out of California, staying out of Utah. I wanna move east, and really get involved with ag communications and broadcasting. And as far as NAFB goes, they're not getting rid of me anytime soon. I will definitely be coming back to every convention as far as I can, because I just love this community and I love this industry.
Is there anything else that I haven't mentioned that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm just really thankful for everybody that's helped me, and you know, I don't have enough time in the day to thank everyone who's helped me, but I'm thankful for this opportunity, and I'm thankful for this industry, because, you know, what these people do is really important, and not a lot of people have the ability or the confidence or even the knowledge to stand up for the agriculture industry, and I think that's really cool, and I'm glad to be part of it.